Whoa. Isn't this show supposed to be about quiet times? Well, it doesn't have to be boring.
What's up? How are you doing out there? You doing awesome? Are you doing great? Probably doing fantastic. Oh yeah, that's awesome. You're probably driving out there, or probably you're in the house, you're doing supper, making supper, or probably you're making breakfast, or wherever you are, and you're probably listening to an awesome show. Oh yeah, this is not a mistake that you are listening to an awesome, amazing show called Quiet Times on Intensity. You know what it is. This is where we just give you the word of God, where we just inspire you with the word of God, knowing that, you know what, Jesus loves you. He loves you so much, and believe me, wherever you are, you're not alone. You're with Jesus. Otherwise, I'm doing awesome. I'm Wandile, aka Mr. Mawanza, and I'm here with Mr.
Luando.
Yeah.
Very, very excited with our show. This is your home, a place to be where you get encouraged, where you're motivated with the word of God. So that's where we are, and we are here to help you to connect with God. So we call this show Quiet Time Show because it's a place where we help people to connect with God every morning, every day. The Bible says, meditate on the word in the morning and at night before you sleep. So that means when you sleep, the word has to be in you. When you wake up, you're going through the day, the word has to be in you. So this is our show, Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity. That's where you find us. And please don't forget also to visit us on our website, www.activefm.co.za, and also our Facebook page / activefm777, and also not forgetting to visit us on our Instagram page at activefm777.
Yeah. Wow, I can hear how excited Luando is. I can see you're excited, huh? You're excited about what you're gonna really speak about, right?
What are we speaking about?
We're speaking about original.
Yeah. Original. Where is that coming from? Huh?
Now, I was just going through something. I don't know what made me think about original, but I was like going through something. So I went through this awesome verse. It comes from Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, which says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. You know, that's where, like, you know what, in the beginning God created the earth. God created the heavens and the earth. And you know when God created the earth, that by that time it was just the earth with nothing inside, and all yes, obviously the heavens is but there was no, like, you know, us and all that. But then when someone aligned, then God decided to create everything and to form every single thing like back to the original and so forth. So, you know, this was the verse where, like, this was the verse that made me think about this topic that we're gonna speak about: original design. What is your original in your life and whatsoever? So yeah.
Hello, this is Benny Funapufalin, and you're listening to Active FM.
You and me, we found adventure. Never dreamed that you would change my world forever. But here we are, I'm ready to conquer. Ready to fight injustice like I'm fighting monsters. Life is black and blue, happy then it's sad. Just call it an adventure, then it ain't so bad. Together we touch the sky. Wherever we go we fly. Forever we know adventures in the air tonight. Together we touch the sky. Wherever we go we fly. Forever we know adventures in the air tonight. Our dreams will come alive. Our dreams will come alive. Our dreams will come alive.
treasure. And this could be my last adventure. But I will take it, whether it be pain or pleasure. Life is black and blue.
Adventure Capras. This is the best song, man. What do you think?
Yeah.
You know, so I love saying things and that are the best and calling things the best. I've actually noticed myself. What's the thing that you have noticed yourself or that you keep saying?
A lot. Or probably like...
But what's that one word? So when you describe something that's the best... Or something that's good, but you would always say, yeah, this is the best. But maybe use a different word.
Awesome.
Awesome. Everything is awesome.
Mm.
Wow. So you awesome.
I'm awesome.
Yeah, and as you said, we're talking about original, and which is an awesome topic. So I'm actually diverting from the best to awesome. Yeah, God is awesome. So that's what we're going to be talking about. He was reading from the book of Genesis. Also, if you're reading the book of John chapter 1, verse 1, carrying on, it says, in the beginning there was the word was with God, the word was truly God. And it speaks about everything was created through Christ. Nothing else was made without him. Verse 14 says, the word became flesh and dwelt among us to show that God came into flesh and it became one of us. And to actually show that God loves us, that he sacrificed his life for us. And what we're talking about is original design, because what Christ did at that time was to bring back the original design. That's why we pray, I mean, the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Just a specific part where it says, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Before that, your kingdom come, your will be done. So the most important thing is that, you know what, the kingdom of God has to come in order for the original to be what? To be established here on earth, because the original is actually in the kingdom of God. God doesn't walk or live in things that are not original. God always live in things that are the best, things that are awesome. Because he has no other options. When God creates something, it doesn't create another option if this is not working or this is not the best enough, so I need to switch. No, God, whatever God will do, or he created heaven so that he can dwell in heaven, but guess what? He created there to be what? To be the best. And now what happens that though we're not living in that original that God placed us in, but guess what? God is still living in that original place. Mm. You see what I'm saying? And the most important thing is that now when God comes into our lives, we learn to walk in His ways. Mm. And that's what the Bible actually speaks about, you know, that, you know, when Christ comes, and it's going to be that day when Christ comes and He's coming to take His people into heaven, and most people will actually, they won't know the hour. Mm. And spiritually, they will be what? They will be sleeping. You see what I'm saying? And let me tell you something. One thing I can tell you about is that I always say this, that, you know, everyone, it doesn't matter who you are, we always long for perfection. Mm. Perfection is what we want. Mm. That's what we long for. Mm. The reason why you came to work, why? Have you ever thought of that? The reason why you got into taxi, the reason why you are at work, you're working hard and you under pressure is because you're trying to get a better life. You're always improving your life. You're always finding ways to improve your life. Why? Because you want a better life. Mm. And guess what? Now about that actually shows us that we share something in common, which is what? A perfect life. The standard is perfect. It's perfection. That's the standard. That's what we want. Mm. You know? I mean, you know that girl that you have been looking at, man?
Yeah.
He's laughing. No, I'm actually kidding. Mm. I've never seen looking at any girl. But I'm just saying, you know, even when it comes to girl, even when it comes to the salary, you don't just want something that's small. You want something that's big. Mm. So it can make your life actually do what? Improve more. As I said, the standard is perfection. So now imagine, no one wants pain. Mm. You see what I'm saying? No one wants to starve. Mm. Mm? No one wants to die. No one wants death. No one wants to be bumped by a car. That's why you don't play where there are cars. Mm. You see what I'm saying? And why? Because we don't want pain. We don't want to starve. We don't want to die. That's why we don't play along with the things that can make us die. And now imagine if in Johannesburg, in our city where we are, where we stay, it was a perfect place where there won't be pain, where there's no pain, where there's no starving, where there's no dying, no death. Either rich people or poor from overseas, they would be here. Mm. Everyone will be here because that's what everyone longs for. Mm. But the problem is that there is no place like that. Mm. There is no other place like that here on earth. So it's a shame in a way. But guess what? Mm. There is a perfect place that me and you long for, and we all long for that place. Mm. And the only difference, something that differentiates us, is the belief. Mm. It's our faith. Because Christ says, believe in me, I came to die for you so that I can give you this perfect life that who you are longs for. Even though you may not reason and agree with me, but who you are says you long for this place, and that's heaven. The Bible says in heaven there won't be pain, there won't be dead, there won't be starving. We won't have all those things. Mm. And it shows that, you know, heaven is the place that we long for. Mm. Mm. So there is that perfection, that standard, and it's heaven. And heaven is the original design itself. And we gotta look up to heaven. We have to look up to heaven. So going back to our original design, don't forget our show, Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity. Your boy, aka Mawanza and Mr. Luando.
Jesus will stay.
The exceptional new act of worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
Resurrection is what we live for, restoring people back to miracles, unfolding, magnificent.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
As above, so below.
Oh yeah, Christ music is hot music. So Luando.
Shoot,
I've got two awesome questions, man. I was thinking about this question. I'm like, wow, this original topic is like hitting me here. It's like, you know that heat wave? Heat wave. So now I was thinking about these questions.
Yeah.
Probably out there, you have questions out there, or probably those questions that probably we discussing, maybe someone in line, it's just making you think as well. So you can just listen to us. So what's the best in life? Is it either on earth or heaven?
The best in life. Obviously, heaven is perfect. So that's what we long for.
Yeah.
No, that's what I long for, sir.
Yeah.
It's the best life. You know, there's no pain. There's no starving. There's no death. There's no crime. There's no xenophobia.
Yeah.
What we're facing in our country. There's no looting. People that just take your stuff without you, without your permission.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? There's no illegal stuff. You see what I'm saying? Where there's justice, there's perfection, there's love, there's satisfaction. There's no sin, there's no devil, there's no crying, there's no arguments, fighting, and heartbreaks and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because plus when you speak about that in terms of when you say heaven is the best because there's no pain and so forth. You know, somebody like I just ended up thinking about this one movie, Miracles of Heaven, towards the just fast forwarding the movie towards the end where this girl fell into a big tree. Which like it's inside, which she fell inside, and somewhere in the line she died, and then she and her soul she went to heaven, and somewhere in the line she was speaking to her parents because it was that time when she was speaking to her parents she was back to life, but now she was speaking about what happened when she fell into a tree and so forth, that when she fell she saw her body, and then somewhere in the line she went to heaven, she realized that there's no pain. It's beautiful out there. No, it's just peaceful and so forth. You know, there's no, like what you just say, there's no sin, there's nothing. It's just a peaceful peaceful life. It's just a peaceful thing of being in heaven and so forth. And that's one of the best thing ever, you know. And like Luando said, heaven is the best. It's the best in life and so forth. And then the last question. What do you think can make us go back to our original
Jesus
design?
Christ.
Oh, wow. Luando even said it before I even finished my question. Yeah. So it's Jesus.
Yeah.
Why?
Because he died so that we can go to heaven. He came from heaven.
Yeah.
You see, the Bible speaks about the... The one who's from above is above all. And showing that, you know, Christ is from heaven.
Yeah.
And he came to take us back to where he is from.
Yeah.
Which is what is heaven.
It's heaven. Yeah. So you heard for yourself that what Luando answered all my questions there. And the first
you
one
just
was...
Have all the questions against me, man.
I
thought you were going to answer also, man.
Okay, want you me know? To answer?
Yeah. I think I should ask you questions.
Some of the questions might...
Let's talk about it. And it's like a movie thing, you know, a fantasy that we I'm going to be asking about.
Yeah.
What are you going to do in heaven?
what am I going to do in heaven?
Mm. Mm. When you get to heaven.
Yee.
What would you like to eat?
What will I look? Yo, you know what? You're making me think so far. I'm thinking about, you know, like in a, like there's a tray, né? A nice silver tray or a gold tray.
Yeah.
And there's like food. It's like a pyramid. It's like food. Like a food. I don't know if you remember the talk that we're watching from Hillsong. Hillsong Conference.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Louis Giglo.
Yes, where he was like eating all the food. Like, was it like you could see these grapes, there's this. I'm like, wow. Even us watching, we were like, wow.
So that's what you want.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of. Probably you out there, you're thinking of that type of food. Imagine you're in heaven, you see a nice big gold tray, and you just see food. Like it's like a long
full
triangle. Yay!
Yeah. So that yeah.
Then the second question.
Yeah, carry on. I'm listening.
Well, you want me to carry on with this
first
question?
What would you do? What are you going to do?
With that food.
Or what would you be doing now? In heaven.
In heaven. Are you saying with that food or
no, we, hey, you like food, man. We have passed the question about food. Yeah.
What would I be doing?
Yeah.
Yo. I'd probably be living in a beautiful gold house.
Doing what?
Counting gold. Probably praying. I don't know if... probably it's a lot. Praying in heaven. Praying for people on earth. That, you know what? Things go awesome for people out there, especially for people that probably have been going through a mission for them, making to a point that, you know, guys get saved and all that, and so forth. So I pray in Jesus' name that, you know what, people get saved. I pray like that, you know what, our nation, our country, our the world, or especially our nation, get saved and so forth. I pray that, you know what, you know, everything goes awesome today, because, you know, as currently our country is in it's in a other state, and probably the world as well, you know. And yeah, in my thinking, that's what I'm thinking. Like, probably in heaven, I pray for people out there that, you know what, things go awesome. People pray that, you know, people get saved, because that's what Jesus wants.
Mm-hmm.
He wants people to be saved. Not having division where you saved and me, I'm not saved. No. We all get saved, you see. So, yeah.
With heaven, I think it's just a perspective.
Yeah.
It's like leaving earth to heaven. It's coming out of this small world.
Yeah.
A world as small as an ant.
Mm.
And coming out of that and entering a big world that, when you compare to an ant, it looks like these, you know, these big buildings, like tall buildings, like, you know, Carlton Center, you see, what, or the Transnet building that we have in our city in Johannesburg. And I believe it's like that. So most of the times I've noticed, even with myself, sometimes not thinking about the things that would happen to heaven, it's always that thing of, I will always reason heaven based on what I see.
Yeah.
But in a way, I think it's totally different. Like Jesus, when he's speaking to Nicodemus, and he's telling him, I'm telling you about the earthly things, but you still don't believe. How much more when I tell you about heavenly things? And that shows me that, wow, there are so many things, greater things. Yeah. But the problem is that even if God tells us, we won't believe those things.
Yeah,
you know, we have actually come to the end of our show. Not forgetting our show, Active FM, Quiet Time Show on Intensity. That's where you find us, a place where you get encouraged. This is your home. This is where you hear the word of God. We're very excited about the word of God. We talk about anything as long as it's aligning with the word of God. That's why we would be asking questions. What would we be doing in heaven? Would we be eating what food? You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, maybe you like, you know, I want to live beyond. I want to live beyond my reasoning, my thinking. And I sort of have that faith now to go on. you know, with Jehovah, to go on with Jesus, and I want to give my life to Jesus and live a different life. And maybe you know that you're sinning, but you're still living in your sin, and you know that you need to come out, and this is your opportunity. And maybe the person out there was not knowing things are hard at home and you're needing help. Maybe your husband is beating you, or your wife is doing like cheating on you, whatever that's happening in your world. And you say, you know, I don't just want to my life to be changed, but I want God to use me to make a difference in this world. You see what I'm saying? And I believe that, you know, we can be united in Christ to bring a change. But it all starts, you know, with connecting with our original design. And how do we do that? As Wandile asked, we actually give our lives to Jesus Christ, and we accept him as our Lord and Savior. And this is your opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. He is the best Savior, counselor, comforter ever that you could ever have in life. He is the helper. He helps a lot. He's greater. He's amazing. He's the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. Yes, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is the beginning and the end. All glory is his. He created everything. Everything was created through him, by him, for him. All the rulers, whatever that can ever be discovered by science, by anything, was created by Christ Jesus. He is alone. He is God. He is alone. It remains no matter what happens, and what he says will remain, and what he says will happen. Either you believe or you don't believe, but what he says will happen. Just make sure that you're not a person who doesn't believe, because if he says when you don't believe in him, you will end up in hell, then you will end up in hell. So the most important thing is to believe in Christ, and don't waste time. Don't waste time. Most of the times they will say, you know, run. This is your opportunity. You gotta run. Like something is chasing you. Lion somewhere, you find yourself and you're running, and run to Christ. This is your opportunity. Maybe you have been, you know, destroyed your hope, your life, your perspective, and you're confused because you thought you knew what life was. You thought things will happen in a better way, but you just realized that, you know what, everything is kind of messed up and you don't know what's the next step. But this is your opportunity. Rise from your pain, rise from your discouragement, rise from your brokenness, and take that step of faith where you're saying, you know, I'm gonna give my life to Jesus, and I believe I'm not gonna be the same anymore. And when I give my life to Jesus, I'm not gonna fail. I'm not gonna give some of my life, but I'm gonna give everything, involving everything in my life, but I'm gonna bring everything to Christ. He says, you know what, I bring your burden to him and take on his yoke, because it's easy and he is gentle, and learn from him. And that's what Christ does. He teaches us, you know, to be better people. In the teachings that he gives us, guess what happens? He tells us who we are, how he sees us, and he teaches how we're supposed to live and be able to conquer over the problem. So the most important thing is to allow Jesus to be in your life. So this is your opportunity, and aka Mawanza is gonna lead in prayer.
So let's say this prayer. Heavenly Father,
I believe
that
Jesus Christ
died
on the cross
for my sin,
and rose
from the dead.
His blood
washes
away
my past,
my sins,
and prepares me
for eternity.
I receive
your forgiveness
and accept
Jesus,
my savior
and Lord.
From this day forward,
I am yours.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I hope you are saved there. Probably you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and probably out there there's some celebration going on. Otherwise, thank you guys for listening to our awesome, amazing show. Don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za. You can catch all the amazing shows like Intensity, this awesome show out there, which is Intensity. You can catch Funny Truth, Car Show, all the shows out there. You can catch them on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za. And also, not forgetting to visit us on our awesome Facebook page, @activefm247, and also not forgetting to visit us on our awesome Instagram @activefm247 and @activefm777. You can also catch all the live broadcast show on our awesome YouTube channel on Active TV. You can just subscribe there, and go and post. When you get to the subscribe, just make sure you click
click on the bell so then you can get notifications of shows being
posted
on and so forth. Yes. So otherwise, myself, Wandile K, Mr. Mawanza, and Mr. Rwandos, we are signing out. Peace out and God bless.
Phoenix. Phoenix.